Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
pretty baby, dry your eyes, don't you know it can't be that bad? How it hurts my pretty baby when I see you sitting there so sad. I need to worry about tomorrow, and yesterday is gone. So raise your chin up, girl, and we will work our problems out one by one.
Hold me tight, don't let go. Turn me loose, never no, no, no. We'll stand our problems all in a row. Watch them fall like dominoes.
Falling like dominoes. Oh, pretty baby, try your eyes, don't you know I can't be that bad? Oh, how it hurts a pretty baby when I see you sitting there so sad. But they will laugh and sing and say that everything's all right. But let's not worry about tomorrow while we got each other here tonight.
Hold me tight, don't let go. Turn me loose, never no, no, no. We'll stand our problems all in a row. Watch them fall like dominoes. Falling like dominoes.
at her, I'm plain ordinary. Not meaning to see, but light through aura that surrounds the girl. I'm reverent in the world. She's a knife, a kid, a 25th. She's bitter sweet and a taco sweet. She's great.
And I like it. My twilight zone, my alcohol.
sometimes confused by the double standards of society. And maybe I'm wrong about the way I feel, but then will somebody tell me what is really real? Now I respect myself, I respect you too, but in the end it's got to be do it to me as I do to you. Now I'm trying to tell you it's time. Respect humanity, but when it one time seems to be, we can live together peacefully. If we have truth, we can survive. But if our brotherhood dies, it should be the law or a sin. If it is according to the skin I'm in,
anybody. That money spent.
Brand new 280s is junky. Will you put the discount down and get me a coat? What are you getting to say, Ben? Oh, man.
You lost your voice. You better find your voice. I got 20,000 screaming black kids up there. They're going to kill me. Why did I give up mud wrestling? Who's going to sing? Tell me that. Who's going to sing? Chunky.
Chunky?
Chunky? Oh,
you can't sing with food in your mouth.
You can do it. We're depending on you.
And you know, ow is one of the most powerful sounds in the English language, especially for black folks. You know, you got ow, so I got hurt. Or ow, I said, ooh, something may hurt me. But either way, proper usage of ow makes the difference between a good day and a bad day. And today, we had the bad version of the word ow. Thinking, shit, I got hit twice. My brother, DJ Graves with me. Gary, I don't need to say no more. You kind it yourself. Our brother Fred with it. Always talks about the business of sports entertainment. And boy, did we get that
today. Anybody who saw these two games and really take it for as it is, you know something's up because in the first half, you're first down and 10 on the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
And you're throwing the ball, come on, wait.
Exactly.
I just don't get it.
I get it. Problem is, you don't want to get it. You want to believe that. You play, you compete at even levels. But we know it's not true. And we also know that anytime there's a black excellence moment, they want to shatter that.
Yeah.
And we're not joking. And it's not Sal Graves. It's the grace of rap. You know, the black
is it every single sport? Is it every sport? Is it break it up, destroy it, distort it, whatever it is, ridiculous.
You made the point earlier. You made the point earlier with the Hamilton articles. You know.
That's right. Here we go. Yep.
The guy just couldn't be good enough.
Yep.
There has to be somebody in there saying, "No way, there." See, in the culture collectively, black people have had very few times to say, "Shut the fuck up." And it's met. You ask about who the best guitarist is, Jimi Hendrix, shut the fuck up. Eddie Hazel, if you're a musician, the fuck up. They know. They know Clapton couldn't touch these motherfuckers on his best day. So when those two names are mentioned, musicians shut the fuck up. They can see, yeah, these black guys are the best they are at what they do. And Mahomes goes to a third straight Super Bowl. Well, in terms of mythos, since Tom Brady is no longer in the league, who are they going to lean on? They couldn't have that. As Ali used to say, you have to have the white hopes. So you have to have Matthew Shepard. The boy spilling shit. And Joe Burrow, who can actually play a little. I don't mind him. Burrow can play. Guys from the Chargers can play.
Well,
Washington can play. But
if Brady and Aaron Rodgers retire, they're setting this up. They're setting this up right now.
Yeah.
With all these new kids on the block. Burroughs.
Yep.
Hebert, Jones, they're all sending up.
Yes. There won't be a standard there for a long time because they want to make sure they get their full of whiteness. Sounds sad to say, but it's true. Even in the games we play, there's always got to be room for the white guys. And there always must be at least one that they can look at and say, that's the best. Now, who do you think will be the best, Gary, if next season there's no Brady, there's no Roethlisberger, and there's no Rodgers? Who would you say was the number one quarterback in the league?
Well, in my opinion, there's no question that Jackson
Jay. So you know, Gresham, implying that these guys aren't as good. Now all of a sudden, oh, Matthew Stafford's great. Get the fuck out of here. And of course,
well, Michael, I saw this coming a year ago when they traded, here we go.
Yeah.
Because they knew this is the ultimate power and control, right?
Mm-hmm.
You plan ahead. You plan three steps ahead. Well, guess what? They plan three steps ahead. A bear is a star in San Diego.
Right. He can play.
Burroughs and Cincinnati. He's
going to
be a star.
He's got
some good ideas. And I'm going to try to prop up this jerk off in L.A. Trevor. And he ain't that good.
He's not.
You know what? Jackson is great. You know what?
Yeah.
Mahomes is one of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen. No, they're not going to do that.
If Mahomes
had got the Super Bowl this year, he would be only a second or third quarterback to go three times the Super Bowl back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah, I know.
That's why Mahomes didn't get there.
Well, being greedy like that at the beginning of the first, at the end of the first half, it's kind of stupid. You should have just took the field goal and
worked
with that.
The game would be over right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
You wouldn't
have
had a chance to get in.
Right.
Yes. So now we have to see what happens next year. Hopefully they'll pay attention to us, because it is true in this society, for every writer, you got to have one and then some. You can have Faulkner. Right, we got James Baldwin.
Michael, yeah. There's only one thing that can remedy this. I said it 1,000 times. Now, I want black people to listen to me very clear here, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Between 2015 and 2018,
mm-hmm. Yes.
African Americans boycotted the National Football League, right?
They did. That's true.
Got so bad the Football League said, oh, God, we got to do something here.
Yeah.
So what did they do? They got black quarterbacks. Everybody walked away happy. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Guess what? 2022, I want to see black presidents. I want to see black general managers. I want to see black head coaches. If I don't see any change in the next 2 months, I'm done. I am done.
Well, Gary, I got to take it a step further. I just don't want to see them for the face value of seeing them. I want to see good. I want to see good that fits with our problems. They bad. And you know, when they say they bad, they're as good as they can possibly get. That's what I want to see. I've seen good coaches, and they tried to destroy that when Caldwell coach of the Colts.
Well, they did it this year with the guy in Miami. You put a team from 1-7, you put one game away from the playoffs, and you fire him. Get out of here.
Right? All I'm saying is what you've been saying all along. I don't want to just see tokens. I want to see black and
best. Yes, black, yes.
Synonymous with each other. Yeah, when we're talking about Mahomes, you know Mahomes is bad, but you know what? memorizing every page of the playbook, doesn't mean shit if you can't call upon that to gain your victory. You know, Patrick Mahomes played perfect football for a game and a half. Just about.
And nobody said a word.
Nobody said boo, except us. We know. We know there's other things going on. And unfortunately, it's not as simple as the games people play. It's not as simple as win and lose. It'll never be like that for us. They don't want it like that for us. No. We have been treated this way because they think this is another page turn in the white supremacy book. And we're not having it. So, yeah, I will not be watching the Super Bowl. It's not sour grapes.
I was going to that debate. I was going to that same debate after this game was over with San Francisco. I was like, oh, man, do I have to watch the Super Bowl after this?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question you got to ask yourself, because I made up my mind after the Kansas City game. Now, if you get beat, you get beat. I have no beef with that.
Yep.
Seems like Cincinnati earned that. So, Glenn's the same as your bad self. But the Los Angeles San Francisco game was a travesty. And the way they set it up for the Rams to come in and win the game was pitiful. So, like, you know, Matthew Stafford will still be shit. And he ain't shit. And he ain't shit. No matter what
but
they
Michael,
try to make.
But, Michael, I want people to do, walk away from this thing. What I mean by walk away is give them inspiration.
Yes.
Well, I got inspiration this morning. I got real inspiration this morning.
Okay.
From a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Summer of Soul.
Okay.
It's about the concert in autumn. The 3-day concert autumn.
Right.
It happened to be exactly the same time as Woodstock.
Okay.
And Summer of Soul as the Atlanta.
Yep, I know, I remember it.
And I never seen the movie. I know about the concert.
Well, you know what it is sometimes.
And
good
now
news.
I know. Now I know.
Like I said, sometimes good news in the black community means no news.
That's right.
You have to deal with that. And in terms of black quarterbacks, of course, the field generals will be back with a new configuration. Maybe there'll be a couple of brothers and jobs in the league roster, but it doesn't matter. We know every day, regardless of whether you're betting money, or whether you're just working to see if your guy's better than their guy, it doesn't change. There's always a second-class mindset for the black community. And it doesn't matter if you're an athlete, a head coach, player, all that shit. That's still digest all that. And hopefully they will digest enough of this and realize when they finish getting all this in, digested, they can look up next season in a situation where they can tell the obnoxious white fan, shut the fuck up, and see what this guy did as compared with your fellow.
I hope you're right. I've been thinking about this for a long time all weekend.
Yeah.
The powers that be do not want that to happen ever.
We know that, yes.
If they had two black quarterbacks or if they be on the Super Bowl, they would lose their bunny freaking mind.
They would immediately say the value of the Super Bowl and the people playing the position. We know that. We saw that actually when Russell Wilson had his Super Bowl run. They tried to say he was the worst Super Bowl era quarterback ever.
Yep.
And it didn't work, but the whole point was they knew they had to get chopping it down, because out of all these guys, here's this guy who comes out of nowhere. All of a sudden, he's a natural leader. We can't have it. He's got his Super Bowl, so let's leave it at that and move on. So Russell will likely have to win one more before all the nonsense starts.
And he will, I will guarantee that he will not do it in Seattle. He has to do it somewhere else.
No, he knows that too. He's got to go somewhere else besides Seattle. He knows that. I have a feeling you're going to see Russell back in the East Coast. Whether it's he's going to be East Coast.
Yeah.
And his coach is a turd. I don't like Pete Carroll. I never liked Pete Carroll. He's one of those smarties.
I think Carroll's going to get fired before the end of the year. I think he's going to get fired.
Probably. But
and then he's another opening in a head coaching job.
Maybe,
I'm telling you, Mike. NFL drives the ball on it this year.
Mm.
I'm serious. I am done.
Well, let's just hope for the players who are paying attention to this. They'll see it for what it is, and they'll realize we have to maintain our own excellence, and that means not settle for the perceptions that others lay in front of us, because their perceptions are based on, they're not white, so they can't do it anyway. That kind of horse shit. We have to make sure that
Michael, it took a man, number seven, to kneel down on the field every Sunday to get a reaction to these rules. It took every black player in the league to do this.
Yep.
Here we go, 5, 6, 7 years later, right? I think the black players, I gotta speak up and say, okay, enough of the bull. Let's get serious here. I wonder how many black players will do that. Is the money more important than the political issue?
Gary, it has to matter. It has to matter to the rank and file. It has to matter to those guys playing. It has to matter to those guys coaching. If it's black enough for you, they'll be amenable to it. If it's black enough for you, they'll accept it and they'll strive to be better. If it's not black enough for them, you wouldn't matter, and it won't matter what anyone says. Because bottom line, they'll just cash the checks and move on. They'll take their money and whatever goes on. And it's interesting because this year, the players have a new contract. We'll see what they get or don't get.
One
thing we're not going to get is a black champion 2 weeks from now. So, any last words for us before we carry on?
Well, as always, you guys, they got this. Get the booster shot. Wear a 95 mask. Wash your hands. And Michael, you got the rest.
You heard what Gary said. Wash your ass. I'm trying to get in here. We play funk music. We don't play the other funk. So wash your ass.
Yes, sir.
If you don't have to wash their ass. You know? Can't have everybody smelling like wild onions and ass gravy. No. Wash your ass and wear a mask where applicable. Meanwhile, let's go and get funky, because it's been a funky kind of day.
making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking. Let me ask you something. What time of the day do you like to make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast? Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on a couch? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car? I remember one time I made love on the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me, and I said, I'm stroking. That's what I'm doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking. Let me ask you something. How long has it been since you made love? Huh? Did you make love yesterday? Did you make love last week? Did you make love last year? Or maybe it might be that you're planning on making love tonight. But just remember, when you start making love, you make it hard, long, soft, short, and be stroking. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. Making love to my woman, I don't stop until I know she's satisfied. And I can always tell when she gets satisfied, because when she gets satisfied, she starts calling my name. She said, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter. Ooh, shit, Clarence Carter. The other night, I was stroking my woman, and it got so good to her. You know what she told me? Let me tell you what she told me. She said, stroke it, Clarence Carter, but don't stroke so fast. If my stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it at my butt. I be stroking. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I be stroking. I be stroking. I be stroking. Yeah. I be stroking. I stroke it to the north. I stroke it to the south. I stroke it everywhere. I even stroke it with my foot. I be stroking. Or maybe it might be that you're planning on making love tonight. But just remember, when you start making love, you make it hard. Making love to my woman, I don't stop until I know she's satisfied. And I can always tell when she gets satisfied, because when she gets satisfied, she starts calling my name. She says, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter. Ooh, shit, Clarence Carter. The other night, I was stroking my woman, and it got so good to her. You know what she told me? Let me tell you what she told me. She said, stroke it, Clarence Carter, but don't stroke so fast. If my stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it up my...
slow down the pace. I said, listen, doctor, good love ain't no sin. If that good stuff kill me, then let me go with the green. Grandpa ain't flying tight, 'cause grandma won't give no taste. So I got to use what Mother Nature gave me before Father Time takes it away. One more. Grandpa and grandma were laying in the bed, and grandpa turned over, and this is what he said. He said, wake up, grandma, don't sleep so damn fast, 'cause that ain't what you promised when we first laid down. Mother Nature gave before Father Time takes it away, If you're gonna love me, woman, you love me with a thrill. 'Cause if you don't, I believe your sister will. Will you love me with a feeling? Will you love me with a feeling, girl? Cops took her in, but that woman didn't need no bail. She shook her money maker for the judge, and the judge put the cops in jail. Will you love me with a feeling? Will you love me with a feeling, girl? You don't have to love it all. Yeah. All you big leg women, keep your dresses down. I know you got something under there. We'll make a bulldog kiss a hound. You love me with a feeling. Will you love me with a feeling? One leg in the east and one leg in the west, and me in the center trying to do my best. Will you love me with a feeling? Will you love me with a feeling, girl? my girl. Clamps ain't gonna do you no harm. It ain't so big and round, but it's 16 inches long. Would you love me with a feeling? Would you love me with a feeling? One leg upside the wall. She said, take your time, Clint. I want you to have it all. Come on, let me with a feeling. Will you love me with a Virgin girl, and you look mighty clean. I know it's gonna get real tight, baby, so I brought some Vaseline. Would you love me with a feeling? Would you love me with a feeling, girl?
I want your love. We'll be right back.